There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com. My name is James, editor of that website. With me as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
I'm here.
Yes.
I'm giving you nothing.
That's right. Let's just start.
Great. Okay, good.
So, news, yeah. Okay. Straight up top. Did I'm you hear ready. That Marvel, James Gunn said on Twitter that Marvel aren't going to Comic-Con this year?
Is that, that's big.
That's, yes.
It's real big. That's the home. That's the home of whooping.
That is, it's absolutely.
The home of whooping and anything. If you want thousands of nerds to just whoop at a thing you've made,
yeah,
you take it to Comic-Con.
Yeah, you're right.
Why is there a reason for that? Does he know?
He doesn't specify, but he said, as far as he knows, they're not going.
Right.
That doesn't mean they might have a smaller kind of panel or something.
Maybe
or,
they're going to do their own thing.
Maybe, yeah, well, that's the thing, though. They do their own thing.
And Disney,
Disney have their own kind of conferences throughout the year. And remember when they released the Marvel slate or whatever, and they just,
yep,
you know, and they did it on their own terms. I don't think they really need to go, to be honest.
Yeah. Hmm.
Be and nice. People
be nice though.
I'd imagine.
Do you want some whoops?
Sure.
I reckon there's gonna be objections. Like Robert Downey Jr. will be like, I want to get whooped out though.
But they get whooped out on their own terms.
That's true. They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's right. The dream, isn't it?
Absolutely, that's the dream.
But like that leaves it open though to DC just, you know, taking over the whole thing, which is fine. I guess that's Marvel know that if they're really serious about this. And but the thing is though as well. Civil War's next year.
Yes.
But oh, they'd have something to show by then. But Ant-Man comes out like 2 weeks later.
Right.
I don't really think it's even a prime time to even do it necessarily.
You're probably right.
Then again, they showed Age of Ultron last year. Whatever.
And what happened?
Everybody did whoop.
Thank you.
But then people say that DC won last year with their Batman Superman reveal. So maybe they're just like, whatever, we just won't do it.
I think Marvel kind of won for actual content.
Yeah, okay.
As opposed to one frame of Batman in the Dark Knight Returns suit or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, fair point. Yeah, but they probably got the most whoops though on whoop alone.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Maybe Disney have decided as well that they're going to do a big Star Wars push this year instead. Maybe that's got something to do with it.
Maybe.
Yeah, but yeah, whatever. Doesn't really matter. We don't go to these things.
So no, exactly.
I'd imagine though if you did buy tickets, you'd be pretty upset, I'd imagine.
Yes, that's probably right. So have tickets for next year's already gone on sale?
This year's,
yeah. Right.
Yeah, I think it's, I don't know if it's done, but yeah, okay. They've been selling it for a while. Yeah,
yeah, people might be mad.
Yeah. Are you mad? Because we were going to go.
We were not going to go,
no.
But I am mad.
We've talked about this before. Would you go?
I wouldn't go.
End of story.
I wouldn't go, like, buy a ticket and visit. Like, just,
yeah, sure.
Like, if we somehow tricked people into giving us press passes or whatever, and we could bypass some lines or whatever,
yeah,
I do not relish the... I'm too old to wait in lines.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah.
No, I would absolutely not do that.
That's exactly...
All you have to...
Exactly,
I mean,
the same.
You know, either you wait in line for 4 hours...
Yeah.
And you get in on the previous panel...
Yeah.
Right up the front, so you can wait for the actual panel, you know, and sit through that for an hour...
Yeah.
And then wait for the actual panel you're interested in, or... You just line up and either you get in or you don't get in, but you get like in the back or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, for that kind of view, I can just wait for somebody to film it on their phone and put it on YouTube.
That's exactly what I feel as well. Yeah. So in your face, Comic-Con.
That's right,
Comic-Con. We're never coming.
Yeah.
Unless it's free and we could sit up the front with our arms crossed.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Just be real disapproving. Mm. Yeah. All right, fair enough. Well, speaking of Marvel news, though, did you see the heartwarming story of Robert Downey Jr. giving a kid a bionic arm?
Yes, I did.
Just to be clear, he didn't make it.
No, he did not.
But he did.
He seemed to take credit for it.
No, that was great. What did you think?
No, it was good. Yeah. It's great. I think you were saying that it's good that Marvel have selected actors who can do that.
Yeah,
Who can make public appearances and, you know.
They're all good at it. Like Chris Pratt's great at it. Mm. Chris Evans is good at it.
Yeah.
But you know what? I feel like if it was...
You wouldn't want bloody what's-his-face from Man of Steel. Superman. You want to, what's his name again?
Henry Cavill. He seems like a really nice guy.
He does, but I don't know if you want him showing up at your hospital bed. Hit the heat vision your face off.
Yeah. Patton Oswalt made an interesting point. It was on Movie Fights or Screen Junkies or something earlier this week. And I think I was talking to you about this. He said every DC character now is like a guy glaring at the screen.
He's all brooding.
Like, yeah, like every poster is just like a guy just or a girl just angrily staring.
Right, sure, yeah.
And he says, and look, it remains to be seen whether this works or not. The only person who should be brooding is Batman because then it makes sense.
Sure.
Because if everybody's brooding...
There's nowhere else to go.
Exactly, there's nowhere else to go. But, you know, we don't know how that's going to play out, though.
Because of, you know... But if you look at, like, the Marvel posters, everybody's brooding in those.
Yeah.
But then we've got enough...
Context.
We've got enough context. Yeah. And we've got enough footage of them not brooding.
Yeah.
But all we have with DC is just posters of brooding. So
how did we get onto that? So I've got a DC bashing.
Oh, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm, great.
Yeah, it's a great video if you haven't seen it. And you know what? It's not like it's on the heartstrings, right? It's right on there.
Sure, yeah.
Stepping on them.
Uh-huh.
But it's not like soaring music and whatever. It's kind of like bloop, bloop,
bloop, bloop, bloop. Yeah, it's not manipulative.
Yeah.
Mm.
Very good.
You feel how you're going to feel.
You feel how you're going to feel. Mm. Yeah. And I know the kids seem really cool with it. And I don't know. It just went. I thought it was really nice. Yeah. I like seeing that stuff.
Yeah.
We should give me an arm. This is the third one.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Absolutely. Yeah. You've earned it.
I have, haven't I?
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of DC.
Oh, yes.
You know how they're relaunching something and Convergence and something and storylines or whatever.
Oh, yeah. they're doing that this week. Okay, great.
Yeah. But did you see all the new costumes?
I saw there's a new Wonder Woman costume.
Yeah.
They've gone pants again.
Pants again.
There's...
I like that one, actually.
Superman's going back to t-shirt and jeans.
That's an odd choice, isn't it?
Yeah. Stop going back to that. You know what? I think maybe they're going to go t-shirt and jeans and then revamp him as just regular Superman.
Okay,
again.
Sure.
Like underwear on the outside again, maybe.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. Yeah. I did say that the underwear would come back at one point.
You did, yeah.
Yeah. He looks like Superboy. That's like the Superboy.
Yeah, it is the Superboy costume.
The S is different, but it
does. He just looks like a middle-aged dad wearing a Superman t-shirt, right. Though. He looks
a guy who keeps fit.
Yeah, but not even like the couple of shots I've seen of it. He just looks like
The Flash looks
like kind of lumpy.
I think they're doing this on purpose, obviously. So people are like, "What the hell is this?" or whatever. What's going on? They've obviously got a plan in place.
Uh-huh.
This would be a temporary thing, like every costume is.
Sure.
Is ever the Flash one pretty much is. Pretty close.
I haven't seen it. I'm looking at it. I'm going to look at it now.
But the Batman suit is like this kind of mech.
It's an armored mech kind of thing. Yeah.
And that's cool as well.
Mm.
I mean, it's not traditional Batman, is it?
Yeah.
But he has had mech suits. But I don't know. I'm not too stressed about the look of it or whatever because everything changes. I'm more interested to how it gets to that point and what they're going to do with it.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Oh, Green Lantern's costume. He's got a hood. He's wearing a hood.
I haven't seen that one.
Check this out.
It just looks like Green Arrow.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. And he's got like it's more a glove than a okay. It's a Green Lantern gauntlet.
Okay.
As opposed to a ring. There we go. That's interesting. It's a prototype.
Can it just be a ring that he then makes into a gauntlet, or do they give him a gauntlet?
He steals it. It's a prototype.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
How do you
spoiler
know?
Alert. It says here.
Okay.
It's on IGN.
Oh.
It's not my conjecture. I've never conjectured about anything.
You should have said that was your conjecture, whether when that came true. Uh-huh. I would have been like, what?
Batman has a giant gun.
It's probably a taser or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's the same creative team on Batman as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I still feel like with this new run of Superman, I've said this before, I don't think it's any of them have been that good.
Right, okay.
I think they're fine. Like, they're okay, but I feel like I want to see something really, really good from that.
Uh-huh.
Suicide Squad casting news.
Oh, yes.
Joe Manganiello.
Yes.
We talked about him recently.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy from True Blood. He punched Peter Parker in the first Spider-Man.
Oh, yes.
Or he tried to. He was nearly Superman, the Man of Steel Superman. They say that he's pretty much a lock for Deathstroke.
Interesting. Okay, that works.
I saw like a fan mock-up poster. I reckon he'd be great. I reckon he'd be really, really good choice. Yeah. I think I like him more for Deathstroke than I do Superman, to be honest.
Interesting. But, yeah. Does he have an evil glint in his eye?
He does have a bit, yeah. Okay. We did try to punch Tobey Maguire.
That's true, yeah.
But who hasn't?
Do you think they're going to give him grey hair?
I think so, yeah. I mean, they might not, but...
Sure.
But he's kind of... he's like. I think he's like 38, so he could go either way, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The big news from this week, though...
Yes.
...is Star Wars related.
Actually, the biggest news is, if I can jump in...
Yes.
The biggest news is Vince Gilligan, creator and executive producer of Breaking Bad, has said, please, fans of Breaking Bad, stop throwing pizza on the roof of the Breaking Bad house.
That's pretty good, isn't
That's
it?
That's good. That's He's like, please stop doing it. Because apparently, like, an old lady lives there or something.
Oh.
Like, the woman who lives there, because I guess they used external shots for the exterior shots or whatever. And apparently it's an incredibly annoying. Like, it's the thing to do now. You recognize the house. Maybe there's some Breaking Bad tour. You recognize the house. I assume you get really stoned.
Yeah.
Because why else would you order a pizza and then throw it?
I tell you what, if it was the street over from me, I'd do it.
How many times?
Once.
Yeah, okay,
but like, that's... a very popular show. If one in 100 people did it once, that's pizza for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. Yeah. Anyway, if you're one of our listeners and you live in Albuquerque, stop doing that.
Yeah, stop doing that.
Or take a video and send it to us. One of the two.
Here's a question, though.
Yep.
If you bought a pizza, right, to do this specifically, you got there and there was already a pizza there, would you throw it? I wouldn't. I'd be like, that's not in keeping with the show.
Because there can't be two pizzas on the roof. For continuity's sake, there can't be two pizzas on the roof.
Yeah.
That's true.
So you wouldn't? If you had to.
I think you...
By the way, I wouldn't really throw a pizza on an old lady's roof.
Sure, just so we're clear. Maybe you'd attempt to knock the first pizza off. And it'd be like, you know, lawn bowls. You've got to knock the last lawn bowl away and get yours closer.
How are you knocking a pizza off a roof with another pizza?
Well, that's
pizza,
the challenge,
though.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe roll it up into a ball. Okay. I don't know.
Sure.
Anyway, stop doing that.
Yeah. Actually, there's also news, sad news, Terry Pratchett died.
Oh, you did too. That's a shame.
Which sucks, yeah.
I was a big fan of the Discworld novels.
I've never read any of
They're very
his
good.
Novels,
there's also a Neil, he did a collaboration with Neil Gaiman called Good Omens.
Okay.
Which became a TV miniseries.
Yeah.
Good Omens, the book's really good. I didn't say this miniseries.
When was the miniseries a miniseries?
Can't remember. Way back in the day.
Was it not like in the past 3 years?
No.
Then it's probably terrible.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Did a lot of great stuff, Terry Pratchett.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He had that good, you showed me that t-shirt.
Oh, okay, yeah. Cool he t-shirt. Used to, if this isn't a mark of a good guy, where is it? He used to, when he went to like, you know, he was invited to literary stuff or conventions or stuff like that, he'd wear a t-shirt that says, Tolkien's dead, J.K. Rowling said no, Philip Pullman couldn't make it, hi, I'm Terry Pratchett, which I think is pretty...
He wasn't very old either, was he?
66?
Yeah, that's not very old at all.
No.
But he had Alzheimer's, didn't he?
Yeah, but apparently he's still, very sharp.
I saw him on, like, his tweets are quite recent.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? I mean, there's a lot of, like, celebrities that are dead and tweet.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, so, I'm not, like, maybe he didn't write those, but it seems like he was still keeping, you know... with it. Yeah. Did it say how did he die specifically?
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Speaking of death.
Sure, yeah.
Ghostbusters.
Oh, yes.
I wasn't going to bring this up, but now I've remembered that to bring it up. They're talking now there's going to be a male Ghostbusters movie.
Good. My childhood's back on track.
Isn't it funny how when that happened, people were like, oh, good, fine, excellent. This is what I want to see. They're still doing the all-female one, but now it looks like they're franchising it out.
Right, okay,
They're talking about... Chris Pratt.
Yeah, of course they
Channing
are.
Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
And probably Jonah Hill.
Sure, yeah.
I think just get one right and then we'll see.
Yeah, see how we go.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that's alleviated a lot of people's anger.
Yeah, look, I'm going to take a wild stab. Yeah, it has. I'm going to take a wild stab in the dark and say the Paul Feig all-women's Ghostbusters probably going to be better.
I hope it is.
Because it seems to be a group of funny people
who
seem to be interested in doing it. As opposed to...
23 Jump Street.
Yeah. Yeah, or just people, you know, I don't know, we have to fix this mistake. We have to, you know, it's like when they're like, well, we have to keep making these Fantastic Four movies, otherwise we'll lose the...
Yeah.
We'll lose the copyright or whatever. Yeah. Or lose the license. Same thing, I think. It's kind of like...
Do you think they have to give up the license?
No, I don't think that's true, but I think they're just like, well, we have to do it. So let's throw something out there.
Yeah, yeah.
To stop.
Well, I know they mentioned a while back. I think Dan Aykroyd was like, "Yeah, we're gonna make like a Marvel universe or whatever," and everyone went, "Shut your fucking mouth, Dan Aykroyd."
Yeah.
But it turns out that's guess what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. I don't care. Whatever. Mm. As long as everybody's childhoods aren't ruined anymore, that's what I care about.
Correct.
But no, the big news of the week, Mason.
Oh, yes.
Aside from the fact that we saw Chappie.
Oh, we did see that.
It was on Reddit. It's front page.
Oh.
But there's the Star Wars Episode 7 has been given, 8
mm-hmm.
has been given a release date.
Yes.
Of May 26, 2017. Which is, you know, actually less than 2 years. So they're bringing it back to the May release date. Because they actually pushed, the one that's coming out this year, they pushed it back. It was supposed to be coming out this May.
Mm-hmm.
And J. Jonah Jameson, the director, said,
yes,
said, no, we're going to push it back or whatever. And they said, they confirmed Rian Johnson to direct it as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He did your favorite film, Brick.
Thank you.
In addition to that, there's a title for the first spin-off movie.
Rogue One, is it called?
Rogue One. Great. Yeah.
Okay.
Which could mean any number of things.
Uh-huh.
Speculate, yep. Go. X-Men.
Yep, Rogue from spin-off. The X-Men. That's true, yep. It could be Brogue One, and it's about shoes.
Yeah,
okay. Or accents.
So you're saying they've said it wrong?
Yeah, I think they probably said it. It's probably a typo, if anything. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, Brogue One. Interesting.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's in the A New Hope, when they were making that Death Star trench run, there's a bit where the animators got angry or upset or something, so they just had a shoe, like, fly through.
Oh, sure.
Apparently, I think it's in A New Hope. Might be in another one.
Well, it's probably the story of Brogue One. Yeah.
But, yeah, Felicity Jones is going to star,
mm-hmm.
and she's she was in Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man 2. She was going to be Black Cat. But she just ended up being a secretary who was
oh, that's
there for
right,
like
sure.
30 seconds or whatever. Yep. But she's great. She recently
But it's all right. In the next one, she'll go into the warehouse under the building and get her origin story.
That's right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. But she's also, she was Oscar nominated for the, what's that movie called? The Stephen Hawking one.
Mm-hmm. Theory of Everything?
Yeah. And she's also in Like Crazy. Have you seen Like Crazy?
No.
It's really good.
Okay.
Don't watch it if you're sad.
I'm always sad.
Oh, but just,
I'm like the Hulk, but I'm always sad.
But yeah, Rogue's in. I did a video on this. I haven't put it out yet.
Maybe you should.
Yeah, I will.
All right.
Do you want to watch it now?
Not really.
It's not quite finished. But let's both have water.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to?
Yep. life-giving liquid. Nom, 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 nom.
Wait, yours is just a cup of sand.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Where'd you get that? Did you bring that from home?
Mm.
Okay. Anyway, Chappie.
Good podcast.
God. I just poured it straight into my lung.
Yeah, I saw that.
Makes for good podcasting. So yeah, speculation is that the Rogues in the expanded universe, and they sort of hint at it in, which isn't canon anymore.
Yep.
And they sort of hint at it in the movies, are usually a squadron, like an X-Wing squadron, or a squadron of, you know, all different sorts of Star Wars planes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They're called Star Wars planes.
Star Wars planes,
they?
Yeah.
Your X-Wings, your B-Wings, your A-Wings, your Y-Wings.
Y-Wings. There's probably more.
No, I don't think so. No.
What if we just guess at a letter and see if we're right, or if we get letters, or if we get angry emails about it?
I think those are the only movie ones, except for like the snow speeders, which can't go into the atmosphere, the upper atmosphere, because of they have to be near snow.
Sure, yeah.
That's the
rule. That's right.
Yeah. Anyway. Canon.
Yep.
It's canon.
It is canon. Anyway, you're saying Rogue Squadron.
Yeah, so it could be like a Rogue Squadron movie. And if it's Rogue One, mm-hmm. maybe that's implying that this is the first team.
Yep.
Because in A New Hope, and I said this in the video that I'll probably put out,
yep.
they're called Red Squadron.
Right.
And then they all die except Wedge and Luke.
Yep.
And then they rename them the Rogue Group.
Interesting.
I think they rename them Rogue Flight, and then they become Rogue Squadron. Okay. But I don't think anybody says specifically Rogue Squadron in any of the movies.
Okay,
I might
sure.
be wrong. They say Rogue, but I don't think they say
Rogue. Star Wars. They say, I'm sure I'm tired of all these Star Wars.
Yeah. It's sort of
That's not my job. There's a, if you ever watched, there was an Upright Citizens Brigade TV series.
Yeah.
And one episode, there's a guy who keeps trying to convince people that he has the title line in a whole bunch of movies, one of which is Star Wars. And apparently, but they keep getting cut out. He's like, boy, I'm sure I'm tired of all these Star Wars. That's the, I think Rogue One is probably one of the, like, it's about one specific member of the squad. So it's probably Felicity Jones.
Yeah, well, there was also a movie rumored called Red 5. Mm-hmm. And I think this might be that.
Right.
But that was supposed to come out in 2020.
And Skywalker was Red 5.
Skywalker was, but there was a few that was Red 5. Uh-huh. In the movies, Anakin Skywalker was Red 5 in the Clone Wars.
Of course he was.
Foreshadowing. Luke was.
Yeah.
I think Chewbacca was in the Expanded Universe. And there's a guy called, I can't remember what his name is, in the Battle of Endor.
Yep.
His name's Drix or Brax or something.
Sure, it's probably Drix Brax.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, Grizz.
Grizz Drix Brax. Yeah, great. Hey, we've come up with a new character. That was easy.
Yeah, and he's Red 5, but he explodes.
Sure.
So, but I think, but the Red 5, though, is not a title. You know what I mean? You just happen to be Red 5.
Yeah.
But Rogue One is, you're the leader. If you're Rogue One, you're whatever.
Okay, sure.
So you think that it could refer to a person. But there's also people saying, initially the idea was, or the thought was, and the rumors all pointed to, that this first movie was a heist film.
Yep.
And we've talked about this. Like Love a bounty them. Hunter, it's, you know, Magnificent Seven, Suicide Squad kind of Death Star heist plans film. And people are saying, well, maybe this is a combination of that and it's rebel pilots and bounty hunters working together to steal the Death Star plans.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah.
We might
get our Kyle Katarn after all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Kyle Katarn, wasn't it?
Yes.
In the expanded universe.
But he's gone and they won't bring him back out of spite. So it'll be Drax Brix Brax or whatever his name is. Drax Brickabrack.
Yeah, that'd be great. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we also know that they said a while back, a couple of years ago, that these are going to be origin stories, but it doesn't specify the origin of what specifically. Like, sure. This could be the Rogue Squadron in Episode 7, and how maybe it's they've retired the Rogues, and this is like the new generation of, or something like that. Like, it could be set in any time period.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Could be set on modern day Earth.
No,
don't do that.
You don't think so?
No, terrible.
There is that comic where a few people have written in about it, where I think the Millennium Falcon goes through a time rift after Han Solo dies and then Chewbacca crashes on Earth.
Uh-huh.
And then he becomes the Sasquatch and then Indiana Jones finds him.
Oh, okay. That's great. And by great, I mean the worst thing ever. Is that an actual published comic book?
Yeah, it's an actual public. I mean, it's not in canon, in any canon anywhere.
Who published it? Dark Horse?
I think I did it. Just in my
room. Oh, I just did it. Okay,
right. I guess it would have had to have been, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works.
Do we see Indiana Jones specifically?
Or
is it just a guy in a hat?
I haven't read it.
Okay, great.
Do you reckon Chewbacca would have, like, flipped out?
Yeah.
Because he looks the same and acts the same and is the same.
Mm.
They're the same character.
Yeah, they are. Yes.
Anyway, whatevs. Well, anyway, but that one, though, is coming December of 2016. So next year.
Yeah.
It's going to be a year between Star Wars films and then like another like 5 months and then another one. So they're doing these like Marvel movies. They're just
pumping
churning
them out.
Them
good.
Out. Yeah.
Well, we can have an era of that then. We can have a few years of that. And then we can stop talking about it for a while.
I don't think so. Oh. This is going to be every week forever. How many do you reckon they'd have to tank for people to not care about this?
When you say tank, do you mean unpopular?
Yeah, I feel like
they would be unpopular, though.
Yeah, but I feel like they did it with Star Trek in one. Like, they did Into Darkness, everybody hated it. And if they just never made another one, I don't think anyone would care.
Yeah, but I think Star Trek...
It's Star Trek.
Thank you.
On a track.
Yeah, absolutely. The public perception of Star Trek is that it's for nerds, right?
Yes.
But Star Wars isn't.
Okay.
So I think... It was much easier for... Because I remember when the first one came out, they did all these... Here in Australia, they did these weird Vox Pops where they got when people were coming out of the cinema.
Yeah.
And they, like, as part of the ad campaigns, they're like, it was a good movie and I'm a normal person. I'm not an awful nerd or whatever. And, like, there was a whole bunch... Yeah, it's a film regular people can enjoy. It was kind of... They had to do some sort of preemptive damage control of, like,
okay.
Regular people can watch this as well.
Yeah.
But there's never been that sort of stigma attached to Star Wars.
I think there is for, like... There is, but it's not the same extent.
Yeah, I think with...
Star Wars is more kind of common people popular, I guess.
Yes, so with Star Trek...
Track.
Thank you. With Star Trek, they didn't need that much of a push for people to hate it again.
Yeah, okay,
like,
right.
You just needed one bump and for people to go, oh, this is for nerds again. Like, oh, no. And then, lost faith. But Star Wars...
But not only... For Star Trek...
Yeah.
But, like, that alienated everybody, that last movie. Because people who knew Khan and Wrath of Khan are like, how dare you?
Sure, yeah.
How dare you remake Wrath of Khan, but worse? And yep. everybody else is like, who's Khan? What? What's happening?
Sure, yeah.
So I think they, one foul swoop,
yeah.
they just got rid of everybody.
Sure. But I think also nerd stigma.
Nerd stigma.
Yeah, yeah. And Star Wars has never had that, so.
Yeah, fair enough. But you're right, though, because they made three prequels that are universally panned.
Yeah.
I think people, a lot of people do, there are fans of them.
Yeah.
And I, you know what, to be fair, when I saw the third one, I came out and I went, that was all right.
That's just Stockholm Syndrome, though.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. And then as soon as they said new Star Wars film, everyone was like, yes, great. Sure. No one was like, not again.
I was.
Everybody was on board except for you.
Mm.
Yeah. In summary.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
And Star Trek.
Also, the Fantastic Four sequel,
yes.
which was going to come out on June 2nd, 2017. Which would have been a week after Star Wars 8.
Sure.
It's been pushed back a week.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
yeah. Push it back much longer. Or push it forward.
Okay, sure.
Have it just make, have it make a couple of million bucks before Star Wars rolls in and ruins it.
You're probably right, yeah. It's probably the way to, well, that's what they did for Batman.
Now, you're saying Fantastic Four sequel.
Yes.
Has the other one just come out and I missed it?
No, it hasn't come out.
It hasn't come out yet, but they've already working on a sequel.
Yeah.
That's interesting of them, isn't it?
That's how they do it, man.
Yeah.
You didn't say that about Star Wars, and you haven't seen any Star Wars.
It's true.
So what do you say to that?
I don't know.
What's the stigmatism attached to the Fantastic Four?
They're all really bad.
Yep.
yeah. Bad movies.
And comics?
No, the comics are good.
Okay.
Mm.
All right, here we go then.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's Star Wars and whatever.
That is Star Wars, yes.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat. All from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
You've probably heard this, or maybe you've even experienced it. A business gets to a certain size, and then the cracks start to emerge. Things that used to take like a day and now taking a week. There's too many manual processes just grinding away and you don't have that one source of truth. If this is you, you should know these three numbers. 37,000, 25, 1. 37,000. That's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, streamlining accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, and a whole lot more. 25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. 1. Because your business is one of a kind, so you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs, key performance indicators, in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow, all in one place. NetSuite allows you to have the power of all the information in one place to help you make more effective decisions as quickly as possible so you can keep moving, keep building, keep growing, or have more time off, whatever it is that you're looking to do. Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. That's netsuite.com/weeklyplanet to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/weeklyplanet. When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of shit, mother f***. Or sales. I definitely prefer don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. And you know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify, and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
Well, why don't we talk about Chappie then?
Okay, because we just came out of... Yes?
Yeah, we weren't going to do it. We're going to talk about Spider-Man.
Yep.
But then I'm like, I want to see Chappie. And you were like, I want to also see Chappie.
Because the...
Nobody saw Chappie, apparently.
Nobody saw Chappie. I know it's been out for a little while in the US.
Yeah.
But nobody saw Chappie. I think the media savaged it quite badly, yeah, from what I can tell.
Yeah, it's like 33% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Right.
All the YouTube reviews that I've watched are like, it sucks, whatever.
Uh-huh, yeah. Sure. Very short reviews, succinct, to the point.
That's how you like him.
Sounds like a guy falling off a cliff while doing a YouTube review. It sucks, that's it. Boom.
But
people on Twitter, I've noticed, have been quite kind to it. So.
See, I didn't know that until you said it.
Yeah,
I actually got an email here from Billy Arundel, among other things, but he said, saw Chappie, loved it. I really liked it.
I liked it too.
I don't know what people are talking about.
Sure, yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's not a perfect film, but what is? Fantastic Four 2.
Correct.
But what else? Chappie. Wait,
yeah.
It's not.
No.
Is it? What are we doing?
So confusing.
Yeah.
Mm.
Do we want to talk about the story, though?
Yes.
About what it's about?
Yes.
Do you want me to do that, or do you want
you to do it? You should do that. I'm looking up D'Antwoord, who are the two... The two main human...
haircuts.
The two main human South African haircuts in the form of living beings that are in this film. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, sure. Okay, so the year is 2016.
Oh, yes.
Which is off.
Oh, that's the future.
Yeah. They should have said 2020. That's sure. At least. Uh-huh. And basically, they've in South Africa, they've rolled out this new tactical force of robots.
The scouts.
The scouts that police... the neighborhood.
They've replaced the vast majority of human police officers.
Though they do work together. And it's like, when you know, if they go out and they do a mission, the humans kind of hide behind the robots.
Sure, yeah.
And basically try not to get shot.
What we're saying is South African policemen are cowards.
Yes, that's what we're saying. We'll say it to their faces. Mm-hmm. If you want to buy us a ticket to go over there, we will do a press conference.
Yes.
That's fine. We're good with it. Mm-hmm. But, and so basically it's... it's all going well.
Sure.
But the guy who created it, who works for the woman from Alien.
Sure, yeah.
He decides to take a scrapped robot.
Yes.
And insert an AI that he's made into it. And it's about the implications of that. And it's about this AI called Chappie, who goes from being an infant who can't talk or understand anything very quickly to having understanding of the world and consequences and such. And he has one of his arms cut off at one point.
Oh, that's very true.
Spoiler alert? Not really.
Nah, not really.
It's a thing that happens in it. Overall, though, like I said, I enjoyed it. Did you enjoy it as much as I did enjoy it?
Yes.
Mm.
Good.
Yeah.
Let's see.
It's hard to talk about because I feel like we just came out of it, so I haven't really formulated my thoughts yet.
Well, that's the perfect time. Unformulated thoughts directly into a microphone on the internet forever. That's what we do.
You're all right,
special effects. Flawless, I thought.
I know I say this every time.
Yep.
You just don't think about it.
Yeah, because it's good.
Yeah. And there's bits where, like, obviously they're real.
Yep.
And whatever. But you can't distinguish those
no,
things.
No, at no point was I like, okay, is the... Because it's... Chappie is... What's his face, right?
Neil Blomkamp.
No, the other guy.
Neil Blomkamp's dog.
Sholto, yes. His dog. Sholto Copley.
Yeah.
He's Chappie, right?
Yeah.
Does he also do the motion capture?
I believe he does, yes.
Okay, well, that's... At no point was I ever like, okay, well, that's clearly him in the suit with the ping pong balls.
Yeah.
At no point am I like, well, that's the stand-in and they've CGI'd it later or anything like that. At no point am I like, that's a bad special effect. That is...
You're absolutely
amazing,
right.
Amazing, yeah. Is this Weta Workshop? Is that?
I'd say it probably is. I might be wrong. Uh-huh. But
they're real good. Everybody should use their...
I agree.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wasn't going to say. And you know what? I think they do this on purpose for these movies. They never release a picture of Sholto Copley in a ping pong ball suit behind the scenes. Uh-huh. Have you noticed that?
I have noticed that.
Because I think if they did,
yes,
like they do for Lord of the Rings, then people just think about that. Like when I see Gollum, even though that's an amazing effect, I still think, oh, that's Andy Serkis doing Gollum.
Right, this, exactly. You think of where the joins are and where like where they've sort of erased him out.
Yeah,
kind of
exactly.
Thing, yeah.
And I'm not saying that's a bad effect. That's not. It's just because I know that because it's in my head. Right, but right. Going into this, I don't have a mental image of Sholto Copley running around in a ping pong suit. Do you
right,
know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because when you think about it, like that's it would be ridiculous.
Mm.
But it's just. It's completely flawless. And
the movie itself is not flawless, but those special effects.
No, of course not. But the special effects are. I think there maybe with the Ed 209 looking thing, there's a bit of that where it's kind of like, oh, it's not 100%.
Yeah. Look, if we, it's probably not a spoiler. There's a
you see it in the trailer.
You see it in the trailer. There is a sort of a failed urban pacification robot kind of thing.
It's a tank with legs.
Yeah, it's a tank with legs, and it's controlled remotely by a human operator, not by artificial intelligence or whatever, and it's called the Moose, and that's very much an Ed 209.
Yeah.
It's an homage to that.
It is Ed 209.
Yeah, look, if we can get into that, Chappie is essentially a whole bunch of previous movies slapped together.
Yes, definitely.
It's Short Circuit.
It's Short Circuit 2.
It's Short Circuit 2, Back in the Habit. It's RoboCop remake.
Especially at the start.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Even the way they talk, some of the things they say, I'm like, that is directly out of RoboCop. Some of the lines.
Yeah.
I can't
we've got an Ed 209 style robot.
Yep.
We've got a whole bunch of these scout creatures, which are sort of the 208s, which are the drone robots in the RoboCop remake.
Yep.
And then we've got the one sort of outstanding one, which was with RoboCop in RoboCop.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. And Chappie in this one, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's theme's very similar. Visually, it's quite similar.
Not only that as well, a lot of it is District 9.
Yes.
It opens exactly like District 9.
Yeah.
Which I find odd because it opens with, it's like a documentary and it's like, who would have thought that 18 months ago this could have happened?
Yeah.
And then they're like, flashback 18 months. And then it's never...
It's never a documentary again.
I don't
understand
why they would have even put that in. And that does that thing which people say is hack. And it is, where they're like, here's just quick clips of news that's happening. You know what I mean? It just gets you up to speed. Uh-huh. They do it in like World War Z and every...
They do it in RoboCop.
They do it in everything. They probably do it in the Evil Dead movies. Oh, not Evil Dead. Uh-huh. Resident Evil movies. I don't know.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Normally that's just the globe and then they have red dots go across it.
Sure. And also in RoboCop remake we had like... We follow a team of robots as they do a mission kind of thing.
Sure.
We get that at the start of Chappie. We get it and in RoboCop when they're taking apart Afghanistan or whatever they're doing. Whatever nation that was.
Yeah.
It's not important.
Did they specify in RoboCop?
Yeah, I think they did,
Anyway,
But yeah. It's very District 9 also.
Oh,
like it's more or less the same movie.
Yeah, sure.
And at the end, there's a big fight sequence with a lot of stuff.
With a mech and whatever.
But I mean, that's most movies, but it did feel...
Maybe we'll come back to that
in
spoilers talks.
Oh, yeah.
But the characters themselves,
yeah.
A big complaint of this movie that I saw was people like the lead characters are unlikable.
Yes.
Which... What are their names again?
Deant Ward.
Yeah, so it's Ninja and...
The Lady Ninja. Yolandi?
Yolandi, yeah. And
real names.
Yeah,
Their actual real names, but they're...
No, yeah.
It's their musician stage names.
Yes, exactly.
I assume so.
Yeah.
Good Lord, what if it's not?
And people were like, I felt like that I was duped going in thinking this was about Dev Patel teaching Chappie to think and him watching cartoons. Because it's a bit where you see him watch He-Man.
Right.
And they thought that, oh, that's what I thought it would be, and it wasn't, and I'm annoyed. Because
because this movie, well, that's people generally, isn't it? Like, this is not exactly what I expected.
Yeah.
I'm not in the mood to be surprised. That's why people don't watch, a lot of people, most people don't watch movies to be surprised.
Yeah, fair enough.
They watch movies to see the exact same thing
they've
seen before.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Did you find them annoying, though, and unsympathetic?
No, I thought it was interesting, you know, Yolandi especially sort of takes on this mother role as the mother to Chappie kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like she's clearly got some sort of maternal instinct. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, exactly. And I felt the same way. You're not supposed to like them necessarily.
No, you're supposed to find them irritating.
Yeah, especially Ninja.
Yeah, irritating and kind of unpleasant.
Yeah.
But to have some sort of humanity underneath.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And people are saying, look, they are unlikable and because they're drug dealers and whatever. But I also got the feeling that they do this not because they love it.
Right.
They do it because they have to.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, we do see in over the course of the film that they do care for one another.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, you know, yeah, then they're together and they're doing the things they do because they need to do it to survive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I also liked America, who was also in that group.
Ah, the American guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was good.
He was just called America. Well, that's what they called him. But like Dev Patel, he was good as well. He was a good dude.
Yep.
Yeah. People wanted more Dev Patel, but I thought he was in it.
Look, I had enough Dev Patel.
Sure.
I didn't have a Dev Patel shaped hole in my heart leaving the cinema.
I hope not.
It's fine, yeah.
They just stamp it into you as you leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. And of course, Hugh Jackman, who plays...
Taking the Sholto Copley role.
Swapped him out. You're talking about like Elysium.
Yes.
That crazy lunatic man with a mullet.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah. What did you think of Hugh Jackman?
Who had the Sholto Copley role in District 9? It was another guy.
There was another bald South African guy.
Yeah.
It was like, you're different. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of that, isn't there?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. You're right. It is essentially the same movie.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I liked everybody in it.
Mm.
And yeah, there's a lot of like Hugh Jackman kind of, there's a lot of Australianisms in it. I think he says frog in a sock at one point.
At one point he says, I'm as mad as a frog in a sock, which isn't really the expression.
I've heard it.
It's going off like a frog in a sock expression.
It is, And he says something else at one point. I can't remember, but I remember thinking, oh, that's pretty
Frogs
funny.
Aren't known for their anger. That's all I'm saying. Maybe it's regional. Maybe is he supposed to be Australian or South African?
He's supposed to be Australian.
Okay. And he keeps throwing around like a rugby league ball.
Yeah, he does.
So I think he's from Sydney.
I was going to say Queensland. He seems more like northern Queensland.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah, totally. But I might be wrong. Yeah.
Whatever. Northeast of Australia. Don't care for us.
We've got listeners up there.
Okay, that's fine.
And they seem like nice peeps.
Right.
But yeah, there's a bit where Dev Patel's at his desk and and it kind of pans to Hugh Jackman or focuses on him who's sitting behind him and he's just holding a rugby ball.
Yeah, it's weird, right? So maybe anger is a frog in a sock is regional.
I don't know. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty funny.
Like they say potato scallops instead of potato cake.
A scallop is an entirely different thing.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, a cake is also.
Yeah.
What do you think they should be called?
Potato cakes.
Slices of potatoes that are battered.
Yeah.
Do people have those in other countries?
Maybe the British do.
Yeah, that seems like they would, wouldn't they? Yeah. I love a potato cake. That's all I want.
Sure.
All the time. It's all I want.
Uh-huh.
Don't get chips. Just get potato cakes.
All right.
Man, I don't want potato cakes.
This is really helping the listeners decide whether or not they want to see the film Chappie.
You're right. Speaking of Chappie.
Oh, yes.
As a character.
Yep.
What did you think of him?
Again, I think do people find him annoying?
I didn't.
I found elements of annoying.
Yeah, sure.
Because obviously, you know, he's being sort of, in a very short period of time, he's being raised by these gang members who are quite unlikable.
Yeah.
And he takes on some sort of unlikable.
Yeah.
You know, he takes on like gangster swagger and like slang and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I found that kind of annoying.
Yeah,
but
sure.
it wasn't annoying as like, you know, like Johnny Five from Short Circuit doing a rap or something like that. Like it wasn't that scale of annoying.
Yeah.
And obviously it's for a point.
Exactly. Yeah. And I feel like that was just them kind of trying to get him on board. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think they were like, oh, we'll make him be cool for real. They were just like, listen, let's just pander to this fucking robot.
Right,
because
exactly.
We've got to get this done.
Yeah.
So I don't, But I found it because there's a scene as well where he goes out and does some crimes.
Oh, yeah.
I found that quite amusing.
That was funny, yeah.
I mean, I know people also watching were like, oh, that's terrible because he's a bad person. But like, That's the point. He's supposed to be misled and not know what he's doing and whatever and naive.
Yeah.
The action scenes, though, there was a few of them, wasn't there?
There sure was.
Yeah. Should we go spoilers from here? Or?
Let's say best movie ever or worst movie ever.
I would say best movie ever. It's not perfect.
Yep.
I think a lot of this is just me baffled why people hated it so much.
Yeah.
It's not perfect, but it's not terrible. It's better than Elysium.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah. Best movie ever. Mm. I think it is very similar to District 9.
Yes.
But we haven't seen District 9 in quite a few years.
2009.
2009 for District 9.
Yeah.
They will race to District 10 in 2010 and everything will be great. Everything will be fine. Yeah, I mean, it's been 6 years.
Yeah.
If you like that style of film, you like Blomkamp, you like really good special effects.
Yeah.
So, yeah, give this a whirl.
All right.
Yeah.
What if they don't like those things?
Don't see it then.
I say do see it.
Yeah. Sure.
That's what I say.
Mm.
Yeah. Action sequences, though.
Oh, yeah.
There's a few.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead. I liked people's reaction to him being a cop.
Oh, yeah.
Because Chappie is in, basically, if you don't know and you're still listening, he's in the robot, he's in the body of a police officer.
Yep.
So people have these reactions to him, like they hate him on sight.
Yep.
They'll either run or they'll attack him.
Sure,
like,
yeah.
That's that. I liked that kind of element as well. And he's like, what is happening?
Yeah,
like,
sure, yeah.
Because he doesn't know what he is or what he was prior to this. Yeah. There was some elements of like the consciousness and there's a scene where he stacks up a whole lot of PlayStation 4s.
Oh, yeah, I think there was a lot of noticeable product placement in that.
Red Bull?
Because Sony is clearly...
Yeah, but there's a Sony Vio computer.
How did Sony... Was it a Sony partnership with somebody? Because Sony gets a... They get a title credit right at the start.
Do they?
Yeah.
I didn't notice that.
So everybody uses a Sony Vio. I assume everybody has a Sony Ericsson mobile phone, but I didn't really say that. At one point... Our bad guys are like negotiating for the explosives and they're like, and I want all those as well. And it's a big stack of PlayStation 4s, right? Yeah.
Yeah. And from that, Chappie downloads his mind into them or something.
Yeah, into the Vio.
Does. Yeah, yeah. That was a bit kind of, it was noticeable. But it was like, that's just a stack of PlayStation
4s. It is interesting. I thought that there's something that was glossed over in the film and it's...
Maybe that's why it was set in 2016.
Because of PlayStation 4.
That's possible.
But I thought that, because if it's 2020, people are like, where's the PlayStation 5 or whatever?
You're right,
Yeah, exactly. It wouldn't have as much value.
No.
Even if the 5 wasn't out, you'd be like, stack a PlayStation 4s, whatever.
It's ridiculous.
Where was I going to go with that? Oh, yeah, I thought it was interesting. It's one of those things that maybe you don't think about during the movie, but the idea that a human can have his entire consciousness transferred into a robot.
Yes.
With this neural helmet.
Yes.
But it's only used for controlling a walking tank.
Yeah, that is an amazing piece of technology.
It's an incredible piece of technology. It's like the fact that Iron Man has Jarvis, which is an artificially intelligent computer system that can do anything on its own.
Yeah. And nobody...
And everybody's like, wow, look at that metal suit he wears. It's got rockets in its feet. Like, that's not amazing at all, ultimately. Like, if you compare the two, I imagine the suit is more fun. But that, you've built an artificially intelligent being.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Like it's nothing.
Yeah, exactly. And it's similar to this. Like, he's using this as like a drone controller.
Yeah.
But it can transfer somebody's mind into a computer.
But I feel like it can't... Actually, I feel like that was Chappie's maths and whatever.
Oh, I see Chappie's, right.
That. I mean, but you still have a device that could read brainwaves like it's a book.
Yeah, exactly.
You're nearly there, right, I imagine. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
And also, I do, again, I take issue with the idea that Dev Patel's mind was actually transferred into the robot.
Okay.
It wasn't. It was copied
over.
Dev Patel is dead.
Yes, exactly.
In real life.
Well, it would have had to be because the girl dies.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name. That's really bad.
Yolindi.
And then it's like, oh, and then they work out, or Ninja works out the night before Chappie backed her up to a USB.
Yes,
So, and like when she comes back to life, which, spoiler alert, happens at the end.
Yes.
In a robot body, she wouldn't have memory of dying. She would be from the night before.
Yeah.
So that's something else, isn't it?
Yep.
But yeah.
Pretty good.
Was it better than iRobot, where there were also robots?
Yes.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah. So much better.
But which had the more obvious product placement?
Mm. Oh, it did, didn't it? So much product placement. And Alan Tudyk as the iRobot.
Yeah, he was the iRobot.
Hey, we didn't talk about this. Alan Tudyk is... He's crowdfunding a... Did you see this? He's crowdfunding a new, like a short web series about...
Having two dicks.
Yeah, no, it's a... Yeah, maybe. It's about... It's called Con Man, and it's about him and Nathan Fillion as two guys who used to be on a short-lived sci-fi action series.
Okay.
One being the captain of a spaceship and one being the pilot of a spaceship.
Yeah.
And it's sort of their life after that and then visiting conventions and things like that.
Oh, great.
It's on GoFundMe or Kickstarter or something like that.
Okay,
check
out
the video. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I will check it out.
I think James Gunn is in the video. Gina Torres is in the video.
Yeah.
Famous people. Felicia Day is in the video. Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, good segue.
All right. That's the show.
Did it.
That's what we wanted
Quick
to do.
Quick plug for our mates, Alan Tudyk and Nathan Fillion, and now we're out.
Yeah, yeah. What were we saying? Action sequences, though.
Oh, yeah.
That were pretty good.
They were pretty good.
They weren't as bloody as they were in Elysium.
No, or District 9.
Or District 9, yeah. There was one dude who was cut clean in half with a giant pair of scissors.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And he was
America.
And he was kind of pegged against the wall.
Mm. That was pretty brutal.
I thought you were saying like America, but you're that's his name.
Yeah.
It's America, yeah.
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 Look, good solid destruction.
Yeah.
There's a cluster bomb sequence, which is pretty good. Sequence. Yeah.
There's a bit where Chappie throws Hugh Jackman into a roof.
Oh, yeah, that looked painful.
That did, didn't it?
Yeah. What else?
That bloody helicopter just keeps circling us, man.
Yeah, yeah.
What's going on?
I did some crimes earlier.
Oh.
Yeah.
Probably should have waited.
No, we're going to have to keep doing podcasts until it leaves.
Till they bust in.
Yeah.
Till we get swatted.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever see any of those swatting videos?
Yeah, it's weird, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm. Anyway, it's not as action heavy as Elysium, I don't think.
Yeah, true. Uh-huh.
And it's more just kind of running and gunning. Mm. Like, you don't see a lot of future tech like you did in Elysium. There's, obviously, there's robots and whatever, but but yeah. I liked the final showdown with Ed 209 and Chappie.
That was good. Although, Hugh Jackman's aim isn't very good.
No,
At one point, he launches some missiles, and they just fly into the building next to where, like, there's a whole bunch of vans and a whole bunch of gang members or whatever, and then he just fires a missile, and it just goes into the building next door and just blows up. It's a terrible shot, that guy.
Do those guys live in the open as well? It seems like there's no doors on that warehouse where they live
Seems that way, doesn't
it? There'd be a lot of mosquitoes.
Yeah, no good.
I'm just saying.
Here's something that I thought was odd.
Yeah.
Relating to the gang members. Why is the main bad guy gang member subtitled and nobody else is? He's speaking English.
You mean the bad guy?
Yeah, the bad
guy. Yeah, I thought that as well.
Yeah.
I think I think people must have watched it and been like, don't know what that is. And then they subtitled it. That's literally.
Or maybe it's maybe it's deliberately for comic effect.
I don't think
so. I think maybe there was one line where he speaks a little bit in Afrikaans, I think.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand him. They subtitled it.
Yeah.
Towards the middle. But the rest of he's just speaking English.
Yeah.
It's very odd.
Maybe that's the thing that people didn't like also. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Great.
Bloody Hugh Jackman's a bad bloke in this, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great hair, though.
I liked his shorts, like he wore his shorts high.
Oh, he did, didn't he? Yeah. Yeah.
There is that odd bit where at the start near the movie, he grabs Dev Patel in an office, pins his head to a desk and puts a gun to him.
Yep. As a prank.
As a prank. And he's like, it's a prank, mate. It's a prank.
Yep.
It's pretty good.
Just have a bloody bit of fun, eh? Just bloody lighten up this office. You know what? Dev Patel could have just walked into the CEOs and been like, guy pulled a gun on me.
He just pulled a gun on me.
HR, check the tapes.
Speaking of, he's the guy that hasn't built all the police robots.
Yeah.
Get rid of him.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I thought it was also very odd where, oh no, maybe the longer we talk about this, the more it'll fall apart and then we'll hate it.
No, I don't care.
No, whatever. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Dev Patel discovers that there's malicious software that switched off all the scouts.
Yeah.
But he doesn't tell anyone.
No, he doesn't.
And then he goes back into the office and he's like, and Sigourney Weaver's like, you got to find what the problem is and fix it.
Yeah.
Why isn't he just like, there's malicious code. Somebody put it in there.
Yeah.
Maybe check the security footage and you'll see that it was Hugh Jackman who did that.
You're right.
I don't know.
No, you're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, but he even yelled at Hugh Jackman, people are going to know what you did.
Yeah.
And then he runs out.
Yeah.
It's like, tell everybody now.
Yeah.
Tell everybody.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Mm.
Could've.
But I don't know, I think the strength of this movie, though, is in Chappie and the characters, even though people hate the characters.
Sure, and Chappie.
And Chappie. I found that really, really good. Mm. I think for his next movie, which is Alien, he's got to do something different, though.
Yes, he does.
He cannot do this again.
This is the last straw, Blomkamp.
But, like, do you think, well, speaking of, do you think he'll, he could fit well into another world, another universe that he hasn't created? I'd like to see him
maybe.
Do it.
Maybe. I'd like to see maybe all of Sharlto Copley's characters team up, like Avengers style.
Okay.
District 9 guy. Chappie.
Yep.
The guy in the middle, the lunatic. They all have to work together. How good would that be? Would you watch that film?
You bet I would.
Yeah.
Would he mocap all of them?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Even the ones that are just him.
The lunatic, you
Yeah, mean. But I'd want disgruntled office worker District 9 guy.
Okay.
Not full prawn guy.
I don't have both.
Oh, definitely. Good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to read some of these bad reviews. Okay, Rotten Tomatoes, 31%.
Okay.
Okay.
When I read it, it was 33%.
Okay.
So the number has changed, hasn't it?
It sure has, by 2%.
Go on.
Chappie boasts more of the big ideas and visual panache that director Neil Blomkamp has become known for, and sadly, more of the narrative shortcomings. Did you feel it was, besides the element of like, hey, you should have told Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
Like, which comes kind of late in the game.
Yeah.
And I'd imagine probably if you're also freaking out that they're going to find out that you created an artificial intelligent robot, then maybe you shouldn't tell anybody what happened. I didn't really feel that many narrative shortcomings, right?
No, not really.
But if you did, listeners, email in.
Nah.
No, don't do it.
Yeah, okay. What else are they saying?
Hugely entertaining oddity could never be mistaken for the work of any other filmmaker.
Yep,
that's true.
That's 100%.
Yep. Ragged edges of the story. Despite his ambitions, Chappie is a bucket of bolts. Blomkamp's desire to say meaningful things outdistancing his ability to say them compellingly.
You know what? That's fair.
Right.
Because I think that the themes he's trying to hit on didn't land all the time.
Yeah.
I think the themes of artificial intelligence and what is human and whatever, I think that stuff does.
Yep.
But I think the end where they just throwing everybody's minds into robots.
Sure, yeah.
I think it kind of takes away from that. And that was an element added very late in the game that wasn't really explored.
Uh-huh.
But as far as what makes us human and the influences that are around us and nature and nurture and whatever, I think as far as that all goes, I think that all works.
Mm.
What else? Give me one more.
Okay. Intelligence, artificial or otherwise, is one of the major casualties of Chappie, a robot-themed action movie that winds up feeling as clunky and confused as the childlike droid with which it shares its name.
Because it's confused like the robot from
Like the robot, yeah, yeah, exactly.
They should have said, it's confused like the robot from the movie.
Yeah, totally. Chappie, which I done just saw. One last. With unappealing one-note characters, retread concepts and implausible motivations, Chappie is a further downward step for director Neil Blomkamp. I think that's a bit harsh.
People are saying,
I think people are angry because it's more of the same.
Yeah, and I think it's also that the gangsters in it aren't like, they don't look like Matt Damon. That's also
true.
I know they're not amazing actors. They're fine. They do their job. But I liked that part of it.
They're better actors than rappers, let me tell you.
I've never heard any of them.
Yeah, you have, because they did most of the soundtrack.
I did, I did hear that. But no, I liked that they were kind of misfits and whatever. But I can understand, though, that if you're used to seeing Matt Damon, you know, Jason Bourne or whatever, or Matt Damon Elysium.
Oh, yeah.
Then you wouldn't necessarily like those guys because they're odd. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
yeah, that's all right.
I think it's just what people
We can have some odd characters in a movie.
That's what I'm saying, though. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah. Mm. Get a proper haircut, though.
Yeah. Look, I'm not saying, apparently, though, he was a ninja, was a nightmare on set.
Because he's a lunatic?
He does look like a lunatic.
Yeah.
Did you also notice, this is kind of off topic, not really, there were a lot of dicks just drawn around?
I did not notice that
at
all.
Like in the graffiti, ninjas got him tattooed on him.
No, I
didn't
know.
Like there's a lot of it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Maybe that's just South Africa though.
Might just be.
Well, Johannesburg, that's Afrikaans for dick city.
Is that
true? Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Is it shaped like a dick?
Yeah.
Like the Big Apple is shaped like an apple.
Correct, exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
I get you. Mm-hmm. Okay, before we move on.
Okay.
Is he the right... People are saying this is like his... Also, this is his M. Night Shyamalan kind of moment.
Oh, make or break.
Which I don't think is true.
No, that's not true. Shyamalan had...
He did...
Sixth Sense,
Unbreakable, Village.
Village, yeah. And some other stuff.
But then he did Signs and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But he got like five in, I think, before people were like, hang on a minute. I think he got to Lady in the Water and that was when people kind of snapped. Or was Signs the third one before The Village?
I think it was Signs.
Yeah.
Because Signs was the one where It was the aliens.
The water.
The water aliens. And people were like, well, why would aliens go to a planet where, you know, 75% of it they're allergic to or whatever?
I think it's because they wanted to run around a cornfield.
Oh, then that would make a lot of
naked.
Sense. That's a lot of fun to do.
Yeah, so. It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you don't think this is his Shyamalan, he's not Shyamalan-ing it?
No, no, I don't think so.
He's clearly got a lot of talent.
Yeah.
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 But I think he is the right choice for Alien five or three. Or
yeah, I'm on board with this. Yeah. Yeah.
Or whatever they're doing.
Give somebody else the keys to it.
Definitely.
Based on Prometheus.
Yes.
Oh boy.
But yeah, Alien should be fun. Even if it's not Alien is not good at the moment. Like, let's not kid ourselves.
It is, yeah, you're right.
It hasn't been good since
Alien versus Predator Requiem, which I maintain is a pretty good film.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I said this the other day to you, I think.
Oh yeah.
I think Alien versus Predator is as good as Prometheus.
Yeah, you did say that.
It's more coherent for one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as good special effects wise.
No.
It's not as well cast, it's not as well acted.
Yep.
But if you strip all that away, as the story goes, it makes more sense.
Correct, yes.
Mm-hmm. And they both have pyramids under the ice or
boy,
something.
Boy, do they, yes. Apparently there's a series of, well, not apparently, there is. There's a,
oh.
Yeah, thank you. It's sort of a prequel, sequel, sidequel comic series.
Okay.
Fire and Stone, it's called, I think. And it's Prometheus, it's Aliens, it's Alien versus Predator. It's a combination of all those things,
cool.
Kind of thing. I haven't read it yet.
Do you want to?
Eventually.
Just
do it. Somebody send me a reading order and I'll do it.
Okay. But, oh, also, I read this week that, well, apparently Ridley Scott said this a while back. It was like, oh, yeah, by the way, the reason why the engineers were mad at Earth and they were going to go to destroy Earth, because you know they created life and then the engineers decided to go and destroy life.
Oh, yeah.
That was because they sent another engineer back and he was Jesus and then everybody murdered Jesus and that's why they're coming back to... How would you have got that from the film?
Exactly.
There's no context for that.
Precisely. There's no... Like, and you know, I guess you don't necessarily need a reason... For some, you know, not everything has to be revealed in a film.
No.
But to be like, well, obviously he said, what was Jesus? And the blah. Don't, if you have to give me supplemental materials for the movie to make any sense, you shouldn't have made the movie. I've long said that about Donnie Darko.
Yeah, okay.
In order to understand the time travel sequences in Donnie Darko, you need to go to the Donnie Darko website and read all the supplemental material or whatever.
Which you did.
Yes, I did.
Well, that was like at the end of The Blair Witch as well, wasn't it, as well?
I think so, probably,
it's
yeah.
Like, if you want to know what The Blair Witch is.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, not really.
No.
I don't remember.
Even now that I can check it on my phone in the cinema, I don't need to know that.
All right, well, that's Elysium. Or,
yep.
No, District 9. Better than people say. It's not perfect.
Chappie.
Shit.
You had the second time you had a 50-50 chance of getting it right and you got it wrong, which is great.
Yeah. And you know, okay, this is another thing I was going to say.
Mm-hmm.
I know that people, they're like...
Okay, wait, Ninja's real name is Watkin Tudor Jones.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a British rich guy's name.
Yeah, I know, right? Anyway,
Not every protagonist has to be a likable human being.
Correct.
Right? Taxi driver, Robert De Niro,
is
a sociopath.
Correct.
And people love that because it's Robert De Niro, it's great acting or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Like, why can't these guys... I'm not saying they're the same as Robert De Niro.
No, you're saying that Chappie and Taxi Driver are the same movie.
Yeah, I guess so. They both end in a robot shootout. So,
yeah.
And they both go to heaven at the end or something.
Yeah.
Is that the end of Taxi Driver? It's implied that it's heaven or something?
I guess
Jesus
you could interpret
was an
that.
Alien.
Yeah, that's yeah. It's well, at the end of Taxi Driver, he's sort of hailed as a hero.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that he just went to like a dude's place and killed everyone. Kind of thing, and he's like, he's a hero. Like all the press are like, he's the best.
Yeah.
So I think it might be implied that he
premeditated that whole murder.
Yeah,
scene.
He did. Yeah, I think. Yeah. So some people have said. I don't think it's outright. I don't think it's implied in the movie, but I think a lot of people have taken the interpretation that he died, and that's his dying moments.
And he's a taxi driver in heaven.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, mate,
that seems to be a sort of a retrospective theory. For a lot of stuff now, that this is happening in somebody's dying moments. Like the final episode of Breaking Bad,
a
lot of people are like, well, this is his dying moments.
Yeah.
I won't spoil it for anybody who hasn't seen it, but just block it out of your mind.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it yet. Anyway.
I don't think that is the case for Breaking Bad, that is.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of that, though, isn't it? I don't know. I think as people get upset or they want to... Sometimes things just are what they are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes things aren't what they are, though. Oh. And you don't know, Mason. All right. You know what it's time for, though?
What's it time for?
What we reading?
Oh, what we gonna read.
I'm doing a thing. What are we reading today? What you reading?
Well, what I've been reading, actually a lot of things this week. I'm all over. I'm all over.
You've had that week off.
I've had that week off. I watched some Game of Thrones.
Yeah!
There we go. How about that?
Watch how many Game of Thrones did you watch?
I've done two seasons of the Game of Thrones. That's
what are you thinking of it so far?
I enjoy it. I'm not, at no point have I said I didn't like Game of Thrones. I ran out of time.
I would never.
And then the episodes piled up.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's good quality. Okay, here's what I'm going to say. I watched some Game of Thrones.
Yes.
I watched, I caught up on Hannibal.
Oh, yeah, so
I'm two seasons into Hannibal. And then after that, I'm like, I've still got a little bit of time. And I'm Game of Thrones out a bit.
Yeah,
so
sure.
I won't watch more, so I'll watch something else. And so I watched the pilot episode of Powers.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
And look, let me just say, look, when you go from Game of Thrones on HBO and Hannibal, which is on NBC, and like they've got a lot of money to throw at it,
yeah,
and you go to a show that's been produced by and for the PlayStation Network, you kind of notice that the budget isn't as high.
How many PlayStation 4s were stacked up in that?
There were no PlayStation 4s, oddly.
Really?
Yeah. But as soon as I'm like, as soon as like the production logo zooms in, and it's, and I'm like, what are these shapes? That, and I'm like, oh, it's the triangle, the circle, the X, and the square. I'm like, oh, I don't know if this is going to be, it's going to be any good. I don't know. So it's based, so for people who don't know, Powers, the TV series.
Yeah.
From the PlayStation Network.
Yes.
Is based on the Icon, the Icon Marvel comic series Powers.
Yes.
Which is about a...
Powers Booth.
It's about character actor Powers Booth in his day-to-day. It's about... it's set in a world where superheroes called Powers are real.
Mm.
And it's based around the Powers division of this police department.
Yeah.
And the main character, Christian Walker, who used to have superpowers, then
Sam's
he lost
not
it.
Not Christian Powers.
No, correct.
That would have been amazing.
That would have been great, wouldn't it?
So go on.
And again, this is related because Sholto Copley is the main guy in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But don't in the show they took his powers?
They did took his powers,
and that's at the start, right? Like he never has powers? I haven't watched it. I will.
Yeah. No, he doesn't... Yeah, he... Prior to the events of the series, he lost his powers. So.
And that's the same with the comic, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
But in the comic, isn't he like a big guy?
Yeah, he's like... the comic books stylistically are a lot like the DC animated universe.
Okay, sure.
Like, so all the men are like these big sort of...
Fridges.
Yeah, they're like big fridge, like big V-shaped fridges kind of thing. So the comic version of...
Tall Michael Chiklis.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. The comic book version of Christian Walker looks a lot like Clark Kent.
Okay.
Kind of thing. And Charlton, he carries it off. I like the character.
How's his accent?
It's just generic American.
That's what I say about it. Look, I think he's a good actor
yep.
and he's endearing and charismatic, but his accents.
If you said where in America he's from, I'd probably say he's not from America. This is fake accent. Look, I think some of the, I think the casting is pretty good. They got Eddie Izzard as the wolf.
The wolf.
Yeah, the wolf. the wolf.
I like Eddie Izzard.
Yeah, and we've got actually Australia's Noah Taylor.
I like Noah
Taylor. As Johnny Royale. But here's the thing. Johnny Royale's power is he can teleport, right? So he can like, you know, he can teleport in and out of places, or he can grab somebody's head and then teleport and he takes the head with him and kills the guy or whatever.
Cool.
What do you think the special effect for the teleport is?
Just to disappear.
Correct. There's literally nothing.
It's not like a BAMF?
There's not a BAMF. There's not a flash of light. Oh. There's not like... colors
is
or
there
sound.
Noise?
There's nothing.
There's not a pop.
There's not a pop. There is literally nothing. I don't know if I got a version where they didn't finish the effects.
I could do that.
That would explain a lot. Yeah, exactly. But I don't think I did. I think I got the final version. And that's sort of, that's illustrative of the series.
Well, you are a PlayStation Plus member, so that would have been
I
the
definitely
final
got
version.
That version, yeah. Nice. That is indicative of the whole series, I think. Like it's just, and again, when you go from like Hannibal or Game of Thrones, where they've put so much work into the production design and the costumes.
Sweet dragons. That Hannibal teleporting effect is pretty
so
good.
Good when he teleports from place to place.
It's just a spray of blood.
Yeah. All over the, and just, yeah, it's not, it doesn't, it looks really cheap.
Yeah.
And the, just the cinematography looks really cheap.
Mm.
I don't know. Yeah. And
do you think you would have noticed that as much if say you had to watch Arrow and
yes,
and
I would have noticed.
You still would have noticed.
Yeah, yeah. And I think also because there are three episodes out.
Yeah.
From what I can tell, I only watched the first one.
Yeah.
And with a pilot, generally speaking, they put in as much money and time as possible in the pilot.
That is true.
And then with the next episode, they halve the budget and they halve the time you have to make it. So I
shudder to think.
I shudder to think what
that
next
teleporting year. Thing is just going to be him running off screen.
Yeah. Yep. Or him just going, I'm teleporting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting.
I love how you went, I've watched two amazing shows this week, and I'm going to talk at length about Power.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's new.
Yeah, it's newer. And people, I imagine people have seen Hannibal and Game of Thrones.
No, I haven't watched Hannibal yet. I've got to get
it. It's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty brutal for a network TV series.
Yeah, you said that. Yeah.
And there's a lot. If you watch it in one massive block, there's so much just everybody trying to convince everybody else they're crazy. Like, there's so many just mind games of like, yeah, well, you didn't see that because you're crazy or whatever. You know, there's so much of that.
Really?
There's piles of it. Anyway, I will probably keep watching Powers to see where it goes, but, oh, you know what? I'm going to show you.
What are you going to show me? A clip?
No, I want to show you a clip. But there's a character. Okay, I'll give you an example.
Mm-hmm.
There's a character in Powers, and his name's Trip Hammer, right?
Yep.
And he is like your Iron Man kind of character.
Okay.
And so in the comic book, he's like a, you know, kind of a rich inventor. He's built, you know, a flying super suit kind of thing. Hang on.
You could have just stopped at his Iron Man.
Oh, he's
everything you said after
that. He's essentially
that.
Iron Man, and it's sort of, hang on. Can you see that? See how it looks? Pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's looks
good.
Yeah,
good
looks,
looking suit.
That's from the comic.
That's from the comic, right? And it's kind of
following at home.
Like, it's sort of like a liquid metal suit because you can kind of like.
He's like an oldish kind of guy.
Yeah, he's kind of oldish guy and like the helmet, you know, you can melt the helmet away kind of thing, right? So that's the character. Here's the version we get. Here's the version we get for Powers.
Ugh.
Yeah, no good, right?
He looks like a football player from the future. From the 80s.
A football player from the future from the 30s kind of thing.
No, you know what I mean? I feel like, no, that looks like, oh, that's garbage.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That
like, he's just a guy with kind of, sort of, some armor on and a hat, like a powered hammer fist.
That looks like a movie from the 70s, which is about football players in the year 2050.
Right,
that's
exactly.
That's what
looks
like.
That's exactly
to
what
me.
It is, yeah. No, you're right. But look, it doesn't, yeah. It doesn't look good.
Hmm.
Anyway, so I don't know. I'll keep watching. Yeah, and Charlton Copley's he's likable. His partner is likable.
Yeah.
The casting's quite colorblind. Like, some of the characters who were, like, white in the series are black in the TV series. And
so it's not all bad, though. Like, the characters themselves are... Like, the production very not great, but the characters are... What about the story? Is it...
Yeah, not bad. I mean, we're sort of easing into the world kind of thing, so...
I don't know. I feel like... Because I know Xbox is doing a similar thing. I don't think... It looks like they're not... putting in the money to this that they should.
No.
Which is odd because the video game industry, I think, makes more money than the film industry.
Right, exactly, yeah. Like,
but well, I guess where's
the last Call of Duty made like $1 billion.
Yeah, exactly. But I guess where's the money in this?
Like, exactly, I'm not it's like sign, a side business.
I'm not going to sign up for PlayStation Plus to watch this.
Right.
I'd either steal it if I did that.
You can watch it with me because I've got PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, exactly. I'd say I'd steal it hypothetically or I just wouldn't watch it.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Another thing I don't have to watch, I guess.
Fantastic.
But you know what? It sounds fine, but that's not intriguing enough for me to watch that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, also, one last thing.
Yep.
I've been going crazy because I've had a week off.
You're going crazy.
I went on Comixology and I downloaded the first issue of a series called The Dying and the Dead.
Okay.
It's by Jonathan Hickman, who's done a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's basically about this old guy. It's about older people, I guess. And it's about a guy who is drawn back into this, like at one point in the past, he helped this sort of, this strangely advanced civilization on Earth,
who
are like a divergence from normal humanity. He helped them back in the day, like he helped them, you know, save their society or what have you.
Yeah.
And then these kind of aloof, unpleasant sort of alien creatures that live on Earth. And now they need help and he has, in order to save the life of his wife, who's like, you know, old and dying kind of thing. Mm. He's going to perform a favor for them and sort of go back into this world and battle for these people.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
Like, even though they're jerks.
Even though they're jerks, but they've offered him like, you do this, you retrieve this thing for us and we'll save your wife kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, look, this is my last chance. I'm going to go for this.
Okay,
and
cool.
And the art's great and the writing's great. One issue in. It's on sale on Comixology right now. It's like $2 or something. I'm gonna put and it's 60 pages. Right, so it's a pretty...
60 pages?
Yeah. I like bloody good deal.
I'm going to put that in my wish list right now.
Do that. Yeah. It's real good.
What's it called, sorry?
The Dying and the Dead.
The Dying and the Dead.
Correct. Yeah, it's real good. Well, now I've said a lot of stuff, so what are you going to say, mate? Hey?
All right, well, I've been reading a couple of things this week.
Oh, yes.
One of them is the new Princess Leia comic, which is canon. Oh, that's another thing I meant to say earlier about that Star Wars thing. In this Princess Leia comic that I'm reading,
yep,
there's a new character brought in who's a fighter pilot.
Uh-huh.
And it's set just exactly after the end of A New Hope where they get medals and whatever.
Yep.
And it picks up from there and it deals with like, Leia's like, oh yeah, my
She's like, oh, I'm one medal short. I'm going to go get that. And then she steps out and then there's just a bloodbath.
But it's like it deals with how Alderaan's exploded and whatever. Right. And she teams, Princess Leia teams up with this female fighter pilot who could be the new character.
Oh, yeah, Rogue One.
It's a possibility. And it's okay. Like, okay. It's too early days. I've been enjoying all the new Star Wars comics. There's a Darth Vader one.
Yep.
There's a Star Wars one. And there's this one.
Yep.
And they're all set in the same time period.
So they're all set immediately post episode four.
This one's set, the Princess Leia one, I think, is set a little bit before the other two, which I think happened roughly at the same time. And this one, I think, is only like 6 or 8 issues and then it's done. I don't think it's an ongoing thing.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I mean, I'm enjoying the new Star Wars comics that they're putting out, mostly because I want to kind of be ready for the new movie, I guess. I want to kind of, I want to be immerse myself in that Star Wars.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That sweet Star Wars gumbo. You want to take a bath right. in it.
But I also read there's an Arkham Knight tie-in comic.
Oh, yes, I saw that. I didn't get it, though.
I was hoping it would be like as good as like Injustice.
Uh-huh.
And it's solid.
Right.
It's a lot of like Bruce Wayne will go and do something or Batman will do something and the Arkham Knight's like watching him and like, soon is my time.
Right, there's
like,
a lot of that.
Yeah, I'm like, is he going to interact? Because he's probably not, because in the comic, it's probably where they're going to meet.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So,
yeah.
There's a lot of that. But, mm-hmm. yeah, no, it's fine. And it's one of those ones like Injustice that comes out like every 6 minutes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
There's always a new issue of Injustice.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm reading.
So it's set post Arkham City?
It's set immediately after.
Okay.
Like straight away. Like he dumps the Joker on Gordon's car and he leaves and it starts right there.
So the Arkham Knight can't be the Joker then?
Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah. Okay. Unless he immediately revives. And
yes. I mean, without spoiling it, it'd have to be, without being ridiculous, I don't know how they'd do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's possible, I guess, but...
It's possible that the writers of Arkham Knight haven't spoken to the writers of the game.
It's unlikely, but it's possible.
Certainly possible, isn't it? It's probably hush, though, right?
I'd say so.
Yeah.
It's probably hush. Got a listener, what we reading, though.
Oh, yeah, I'd like to hear it.
A friend of the show. Hey, guys, big fan or whatever.
Nice, good. Indifference, I love it.
After hearing about Mason's OCD-like actions, if you were to ever own a time machine, I highly recommend an Oscar-nominated short film called Time Freak. Don't let the fact that it was nominated by an Oscar fool you into thinking it's some hoity-toity boyhood bullshit.
Great.
It's actually very funny, Charlie.
What if Boyhood had a time machine? The character's called Boyhood in Boyhood, right?
Yeah, I believe
great,
so.
Yeah.
I watched that for like 10 minutes. I'm like, I get this. Yep. I don't need to say it.
Sure.
And I'd comfortably accurate to the meaningless and ridiculous time-consuming things that someone like Mason or me would do with a time machine. Give it a shot. It's 10 minutes and you can buy it on iTunes for $3.
Ooh.
P.S. Can I be the official guy who writes emails that contain the phrase hoity-toity boyhood bullshit
yes.
of the show? Definitely. I watched just the trailer of that.
Uh-huh.
It does look really funny.
Okay, cool.
So I'm going to check that out as well.
Mm.
And that's letters for this week, Mason.
Love it.
Oh, no. This is letters now.
Okay, this is letters now.
That was what we read. Uh-huh. Hey, guys. Living in the UK. From...
Did it say to Jake say it in that voice?
Yeah, that's right. No. Living in the UK, I'd just like to say to Meso that I own every single Malibu comic. I thought you'd be impressed.
You were given the choice between being shot in the head and taking a whole bunch of Malibu comics.
And you still took the comics.
Yeah, interesting.
I was given them in the mail by my aunt when she collapsed. Sorry, Jesus. No, where she closed her store. When she closed her store. I don't know why I said collapsed.
Yeah.
And we were visiting from the UK. Malibu has some good ideas, but generally it's pretty shit. Every sentence ends with an exclamation point.
Boy, did it in the 90s, yeah.
Nightman, a.k.a. Greasy Saxman, is okay, but the rest are crap. Please teach James this piece of garbage. Thanks for providing the laughs. Jake Chancellor, the official daredevil with the helmet of Dr. Fate. P.S. You're both dickheads. No wriggling out of this one, junior editor. That's you. Because I'm the regular editor. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
Malibu.
Look,
the defunct Malibu comic book.
We are going to do. Well, yeah. I want to do an episode where you just talk about things that don't exist anymore.
Oh, so, great. Yeah,
I thought that would be a nice little.
Yeah. Milestone universe.
You did this last week.
I know, but I said a different one this time.
You did, yeah.
Yep.
This is from Dan. He wrote a few things in his email, but this is the one question that I took from it. Sometimes I only take elements.
Oh, sure.
Not that Dan's email was bad, but you read it and you said burn it.
I did say, yeah. Nah. That's not true. I've never read an email.
He said, what's a movie that's so bad that it puts a nail in the coffin? And says, P.S. Mason, be a dickhead if you want to be. I'm assuming he means like...
just in life.
Done.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like done, like kills a franchise.
Kills a franchise. Yeah. Prometheus did that, right?
Prometheus. Ah, no, I don't think... That's still going.
Right.
Oh, like it's done. Okay. John Carter.
Oh, even the first one.
Yeah, any.
Green Lantern.
Green Lantern, yep.
Yep.
Last Airbender.
The Phantom. We could do this forever.
The Shadow.
Yep. Yep.
Dick Tracy.
I don't know if the Shadow was bad. I mean, it had that CGI knife, the angry CGI flying knife. But I don't feel...
You're right.
It has to be a movie that's bad. So I feel that it has to be a movie that's so bad. Like, John Carter wasn't that bad.
I haven't seen it.
Right. A lot of people tell me it wasn't that bad.
Prince of Persia.
But I think it was just, like, it had to be bad marketing.
Yeah, if
bad marketing killed it, that's not the fault of the film,
okay, fair
really.
Point. Yep, yep.
Actually,
John Carter is one that I want to go back and watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I reckon Green Lantern.
Yeah.
That is because that's just a bad, it's no good.
Yep. I'm trying to think. Spider-Man 3.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
And then The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Sure.
Not that I think those movies are terrible, but they're bad enough that they ground that whole thing to a halt.
Yeah. Yeah.
X-Men Wolverine Origins nearly did.
Well, Wolverine Origins killed all the other Origins films.
Yeah.
The two remaining Origins films they're probably going to make, which would be Magneto and Cyclops,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
Yeah.
I still like to see a good Cyclops movie.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there are any others. R.I.P.D.?
Yeah, that would have been a shot in the dark, though.
Yeah, okay.
Like, I imagine that's as good as they could make it, and then they're like, hopefully this will be a franchise.
I'm trying to think of something where they're like, this is the next thing. And then it wasn't because people hated it so much. Or just had complete disinterest.
Mm.
I think Last Airbender is probably... Yeah.
All the Pierce Brosnan and James Bond films except for GoldenEye.
Each one of them.
Each one was a nail in the coffin. And that's why they didn't produce a James Bond film for so many years.
I feel like I haven't seen Last Airbender, but by all accounts... Have you seen it?
No.
But by all accounts... Because I've wanted to watch the show. Like, I'll watch the show and then I'll see what it's like. Because apparently the show is amazing. Even the follow-up sequels and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently that's just unwatchable. Like, it's just the worst. Like, even if you know anything about it, you hate it. If you know nothing about it, you hate
it. You're so confused, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
We'll think of some more.
Yeah, we might not, though.
We might not.
We'll I like the idea of that, though, doing a show like franchise.
Nails in the coffin,
franchise-killing kind of kind of movies.
Mm. We'll do it in another one. We'll think on it. We'll come back to it.
Yeah.
Speaking of coming back to things,
yes,
I put out a request last week.
Yes,
because there's been some talk about a TV Expendables film.
Yes,
based on bringing also rans from the world of TV, and I said, can people send in examples of people that they would like to see on that?
Yeah,
and not the characters necessarily, not the characters, but the actors.
Yeah, sure.
In the idea of Expendables, it's just the actors and they have new characters.
Richard Dean Anderson.
That's definitely one.
Yeah.
Nobody mentioned that, but I'm going to put that in. Tons of people said Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah.
The original Hulk.
Absolutely.
The TV Hulk. I'm gonna put my three choices were Lorenzo Lamas, Renegade.
Yes.
it's Geraint Wyn-Davies.
Oh, that's how you pronounce
Nick
it.
Nick Knight from Forever Knight.
Okay, yep.
Famous vampire. Adrian Paul from Highlander. That?
Oh, yeah.
He's Duncan MacLeod.
You said that, didn't you?
Yeah,
you
I did say that. Yeah. So let's see. People said a few people wanted Kevin Sorbo and Lucy Lawless.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I think she's still doing stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, yeah.
I feel like she's not washed up.
Yeah.
Sorry, Sorbs.
Yeah, that's a good point. Fun thing to do if you haven't seen it. We might have mentioned on the show. Go to YouTube and look up. Just type in Kevin Sorbo disappointed. It's Kevin Sorbo reading a stage direction from the script as if it's dialogue. It's so good.
I do like Kevin Sorbo.
Yeah, it's great.
He was in The Wog Boy 2, Kings of Mykonos.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, so Sammo Hung. Who is the fat guy in Martial Law. He's his fat friend.
Yes.
So that would be pretty good. He's done Chuck Norris.
I don't like him.
Do you think he's more? I mean, he's in movie Expendables.
Yeah, but also he's a massive dickhead.
Okay, if we're gonna take one, I think we should take one character who's from Expendables movie.
Yeah.
Who's also in the TV universe. Mentor.
Yeah.
Kelsey Grammer.
Correct.
He's the one, right?
Yeah, he's
the crossover. Okay, yeah. Good. And some people said Bryan Cranston. I know he's. I think you also need one guy who's still good.
But he
he's the Statham.
Yeah, okay, sure.
So you need one. Yeah, I know he wouldn't do it, but this is purely hypothetical, right?
Okay, sure, you're right.
He can be like the Statham or like your Statham Schwarzenegger who's in it a little bit
kind of
thing. Dana on Twitter suggested that we also get Dave Coulier.
No.
All right, fine.
All right, yeah, okay. You need a wacky guy.
You need a wacky guy who's killed.
I want to see exactly. I want to see him take a ninja star to the head.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's TV Expendables sorted. I'm dusting off my hands.
Absolutely.
Because we did it.
Yeah, yeah. So you're saying no Knight Rider?
The vehicle.
No, the bloody
David Hasselhoff. Yeah. He's definitely washed up,
isn't
he? What
about Magnum P.I.?
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's alive.
I reckon he's
Tom Selleck.
That's true. I reckon Tom Selleck is...
What about Miami Vice, but the movie version? Jamie Foxx and
definitely.
Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
No, the original one.
What Don Johnson. Don we can Johnson. Get, I don't know if the other guy's doing anything at all. I don't think you can get him back, but Don Johnson you can probably get.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom Selleck. Okay, good choices.
Yeah.
Selleck's still doing stuff, but you're right.
What about the guys from Dukes of Hazzard? One was Clark Kent's dad in Smallville.
Yeah, you can get Clark Kent's dad from Smallville. Yeah. Okay, yeah, good.
And whoever the other guy was.
So many good choices.
Yeah.
Great.
You know, you could probably get, even though he's not a TV guy, you get Smokey and the Bandit. You get
Burt Reynolds.
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
He's alive.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Great.
There's actually, there's a clip I heard this week of Marlon Brando just tearing through Burt Reynolds, how he's like, Burt Reynolds is a bad person or whatever, which may be true, but Marlon Brando is also a terrible person. Marlon Brando is a monster.
Yeah.
And I don't mean like he looks like a monster, which he does. Mm. He is a monster.
Also, he's dead.
Good.
Yeah, great.
Not a good guy.
Mm.
This is from John Kay. A lot of people have been giving DC crap for splitting up their characters into so many seemingly separate live-action universes when they could just build a single cohesive one.
Uh-huh.
However, I feel this opens the door to introduce something new and quintessential DC to the live-action superheroes, the idea of the multiverse. It'd be a fairly simple for them to say that all DC shows and movies exist within the same multiverse, which could allow some interesting storytelling. Probably won't happen, but it'd be pretty cool to see.
Mm.
What do you think?
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they could do it. They probably won't.
The question would be, like, obviously, you probably wouldn't team up, say...
Who's the bridge? It's Kelsey Grammer between the two universes.
Yeah, it is Kelsey Grammer, exactly, yes. I mean, I guess you could... You could say, like, maybe in a Justice League movie or in a Justice League sequel or something, you could have them look into the multiverse and see all the, like, the characters from Arrow and The Flash and all those ones kind of thing. But could you legally, like...
Oh, I think so.
Okay.
Because they're all DC
Because
properties,
the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Agent Carter, you can obviously integrate into the Marvel Universe because they've made specific agreements about that.
Yeah, you're right.
But can you, like... Yeah.
But I don't think they're... They're not. They didn't lend them out. Like, you know how Marvel used to lend out characters to whoever?
Uh-huh.
They didn't. DC still own all those characters.
Okay.
I think they're, like, because Warner Brothers making the movies and the TV shows are on the scene. Oh, no, CW is Warner Brothers.
Yeah,
they could do it. They could absolutely do it.
Great. Yeah.
Great. I don't know if they will, but...
No, they probably won't.
Yeah.
But yeah. Look, I think...
I think Arrow would fit really
Arrow would fit in really well, exactly.
And so would Flash. They both would, yeah.
Mm.
Not as much Flash.
Well, they've got Ezra Miller, don't they?
Yeah, I know, but...
The culturally sensitive Ezra Miller.
Last email.
All right.
Hola, Nick and James. My name is Daniel Sanchez. I'm from Mexico City, where the new 007 movie, Spectre, will be filmed. However, there's a rumor. I didn't hear this, but there's a rumor that says that the Mexican government paid $14 million to Sony in exchange... That's what they could have
done. For a big stack of PlayStation 4s.
And the TV show powers.
Mm.
In exchange for changes to the script, basically to make the city look good. Which is fine, but the money should be used for better things, like repairing the fucking subway.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I hope that's not true, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. By the way, if you ever come to Mexico, I'll cook some real Mexican tacos for you. Keep up the good job, guys. You bring joy to the world. Also, can I be the official Mexican hipster Spider-Man? P.S. tell Mason he's a Pendejo. Don't know what that means.
I assume it's dickhead.
Yeah, and it says, not really, he's all right.
Well, for starters, tacos aren't real Mexican food. They were invented by Taco Bell. That's not true. They're real.
I always, whenever I have to say like a Spanish name or something, I always get it wrong.
It's pendejo.
And people, because J's are H's, aren't they?
Yeah, correct.
I'm Australian. I have a terrible accent. I can't use, like, it's not good for any other accent, is it?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's possibly true.
Yeah.
Wouldn't surprise me.
In Mexico slang, it is used as an insult, like idiot or fool. But in Peru slang, it is used to describe a smart guy with few or no scruples. Taking that one. How do you like that, listeners? Oh, there's a whole Wikipedia article on Spanish profanity.
Of course there is.
Yeah. Anyway, continue.
Do you want to fling some about?
I'll wait. I'll just throw one in at the end.
Sure. Yeah. So, yeah.
Insultos! It's an insult.
Yes, no, I got that.
Okay, great.
$40 million to make Mexico look good or whatever.
Yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, it helps with tourism, I guess. I guess that's the thinking.
Yeah.
But whenever I see a place in a movie, I'm not like, oh, now I want to go there because I saw it in a movie.
Yeah. But I think, though, that, you know, Bond is not known for going to places and being like, oh, look at this garbage place kind of thing.
you're right.
he's going to show up and he's going to be at the best hotel.
You're right.
And
it's Casino Royale. At the start, like, he went to like a snake fighting.
Yeah, he went to Snake Fighting World. It's a theme park. But like, I get the sense, like, I don't think Mexico City would have to pay any money.
Yeah.
I think that might be a fake rumor, if only because they're going to show. I'd imagine they get like filming concessions and like,
sure,
you know, the government doesn't favors and closes off streets or whatever so they can film stuff. So I would say the idea would be he would show up and it's the best hotel and it's beautiful sunsets and it's kind of culture and whatever.
How are the women?
They're spicy. They're spicy Latinas.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I guess you're right. And it would have been amusing if they did pay that. Like, they're like, listen, make the city look good. Here's $14 million. And they're like, okay.
It's a very specific amount of money.
But I'd be like, we're going to do it anyway, but we'll take your money happily.
Yeah.
We're going to put none of this towards powers.
Correct.
All right, that's the show, Mason, but it's not quite the show.
Ugh.
Because we did a movie commentary, didn't we?
Oh, we did.
We did Watchmen.
Regular Who
cut.
Watches the Watchmen? These guys. A couple of days ago.
Yeah. I think it's our best one.
I think so too.
I'm not just saying that. But yeah,
one of them we definitely phoned in. I can't remember which one it was. It wasn't Winter Soldier.
Maybe Amazing Spider-Man?
It might have been Amazing Spider-Man.
I don't think we phoned it in. I think I was just kind of like, I'm not into this and I've nothing to say.
Correct. Yeah. Like, it wasn't, it's not bad. It's not quite bad enough.
Yeah.
If you're going to download one for free, it's Amazing Spider-Man.
Or any.
Yeah, or any of them. Like,
yeah. I actually changed the Bandcamp to weeklyplanetpod.bandcamp.
You did. I saw that. Yeah.
Oh, you did. Yeah. So I haven't put it up there yet, but it will be up by the time this goes out. But it is on the Patreon. So
nice.
If you go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies, it's already there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've already sent it out, so people already have it.
Right.
So you can choose either of those things.
I had a real fun time with Watchmen.
Yeah, me
it's
too.
Really good, yeah.
Because you have a lot of knowledge of Watchmen as well.
Apparently,
he was so prepared, he bought the graphic novel.
Yeah.
And he went page to page.
And every time we went through a page, I tore it out and I threw it in a bonfire.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. So I think, hopefully, we're going to do The Avengers before Age of Ultron comes out.
Yeah.
I say that, but this one took us like 6 months.
It really did.
So, yeah. Also, I've done a rough cut of Never Go Back. I think I might just put that up on the Patreon.
Right.
And I'll cut it down more and I'll put it on regular YouTube channel in a few weeks.
Fantastic.
And that'll be that. Also, I promised a couple weeks ago that we're going to give out a couple t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
And I forgot.
Great.
We'll do that next week.
Okay.
So if you decide to buy something this week or, you know what, or if you decide, or if you put into the Bandcamp.
Or the Patreon.
Either.
You're on the list. You're in the running.
Yeah, and it's just entirely random. It can be any amount of money. Also, if you don't want to pay for any of this, you can just play it from the Bandcamp page.
Yeah, totally. Do that. Yeah.
We don't care.
Yeah, set up your laptop and your CV. It's great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's,
it's like we're in your room on your laptop. Coming out your laptop.
Coming right out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's the show for this week. Next week, we might do Spider-Man. I got a lot of people emailing with their favorite Spider-Man moments.
Oh, yes.
So I think I might have a cap on that. So if people do have other moments, I might not be able to include them. But we might not do Spider-Man next week. Something else might happen.
We might do Chappie again.
Yeah, maybe.
Might change our minds about Chappie.
Yeah.
We might listen to us reviewing Chappie on this episode and then change our minds about it.
I know you won't listen to this.
I will not.
Yeah. No, but that's everything, I guess.
I think it is.
Yeah.
We did good.
That seems like a short one. Let me check. Yeah, it's like Under an hour and a half.
Huh.
Thank God. These have been long lately.
Oh, yes.
But you know what? Like, it's, I know people enjoy them, it seems, but it's 2 hours to edit it because you've got to listen to it.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Uh-huh. I mean? So I'm like, that's 2 hours out of my day, you know. But yeah, it's all right. To be fair, though, it's okay. I don't hate doing it.
That's the spirit.
I like that people like it. That's what yeah, I absolutely, like. Yeah, absolutely, you know. Mm. Where can people find us, Mason?
They can find us at Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter and Gmail and Facebook, and apparently on Bandcamp also.
That's right, exactly. Mm. I changed it up.
Patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies.
Correct.
I'm at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Yes, absolutely. I'm just typing in. Oh, I'm at Mr. Sunday Movies as well.
On Twitter, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just typing in franchise killing movies.
Oh, yes.
I'm just going to double check if there's anything that's killed a franchise. It says Mortal Kombat 2. Yeah, I guess that's
okay,
true.
Okay, right.
Star Trek Nemesis. Star Trek Nemesis.
Star Trek Nemesis, thank you, yep.
Oh, Batman and Robin, obviously.
Oh, yeah, totally, that's a
really obvious one.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's amazing that Batman Forever didn't also kill a franchise.
Yes. Though. It's got here a picture of Freddy versus Jason. I think that's not that bad a movie.
No, the characters were...
accurate.
They were accurate to their various franchises. It all worked, I think, that movie. It's not great, but it's not, yeah.
Yeah, Superman 4. Blade 3, but I think Blade was done. Check out this picture of Ninja Turtles 3. Does that picture? Check out that Ninja Turtles picture.
Oh, yeah, great.
That's
good.
Horrifying.
Mm-hmm. We'll do an episode on it.
Yeah, we will. Kennedy. I think that was a once off.
Frost Nixon certainly killed the Frost Nixon franchise.
It's got some stuff here. Like, okay, they got here that, like, Origins killed Deadpool. Yeah, right, it did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's a whole lot of horror ones in here as well. That's like, this killed whatever. Like, you know, like Leprechaun killed Leprechaun
yeah.
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, nah, great, good. Yeah, we'll do an episode on that.
Cool.
All right, that's the show, everybody.
Hang on.
Bring
the Basilisk. They do our theme songs.
Of course they
love
do.
Them. Yeah, it's
and
good.
You love that.
I do.
I don't like it, but you love it.
Yeah. What else? We got a lot of plugs these days.
I think we do.
Too many plugs. Buy a t-shirt if you want.
Yeah, if you want.
Redbubble.com.
There's a new Never Go Back one up there. It's pretty cool.
Or just wait until you win a t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's an option.
You'll definitely win one.
What else? What else do we plug? Is there anything else?
No. Nah.
If you like the show, tell a friend.
Tell a
That's
friend.
That's what we say.
If you like that. Yeah. Or iTunes or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting super good downloads.
That is super good.
Which is good. I don't know. We're in the charts sometimes.
We sure are, which is the best.
Which is weird because we don't have any insight or, or knowledge.
Yep.
And it's just...
But it feels good to know that people with actual insight or knowledge or like breaking news and stuff, we've squished them to the bottom.
It does feel good.
Mm.
Grab that gem, everyone.
Grab that gem, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.